The National Service Scheme says it is in the process of reposting service personnel who have been rejected by institutions they were initially posted to for various reasons. There have been media reports that about 10,000 personnel are stranded because the scheme is yet to repost them. However, speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, the PRO of the National Service Scheme, Ambrose Inchwa, said the figure is far less than what has been reported. He assured the service persons that the reposting will be completed soon.
For the number of people who have not had placements for the National Service because they have been rejected or released by some of the media agencies, we are considering reposting. Now, what we want to let people understand is that reposting is done based on certain factors. For example, if somebody is released from, let's say, a particular school because his subject area may not be found there, then we'll have to look for somewhere else where he or she can be more acceptable and profitable to the organization. So we do not just say that because you have been released from institution A, then quickly we just push you to institution B. You may go there and you'll be rejected again. But let's not forget also that we have posted 69,000 people. So we'll have to then take our time and look for areas where there are vacancies to be able to accommodate people with specific professional or course backgrounds. And that is what we are doing. I can tell you that we've done a lot of them. Now, the figure 10,000, I don't know where the report is getting it from. Yesterday, I recall talking to the gentleman from the Today newspaper. He raised the issue of the 10,000, and I did indicate specifically that we do not have that figure. For those who have been rejected or released, now, for new postings, we do not have any backlog. What is important is that for those who were foreign-trained students that we have to pull them fresh, I'm not sure they will even get up to 20. So the number 10,000, I don't know where we got it from. He asked me yesterday, I said, no, it's not 10,000. So I'm surprised you are still put it out there at 10,000. That is quite a huge number.
But to you, it's less than 10,000.
Oh, sure. That's what I'm saying, that I'm not even sure it will even get up to 2,000. But
now, something you just said, you talked about subject area. I remember a couple of occasions that we've spoken to you about this whole issue about on national service. You mentioned that you don't really look at the subject area.
I was saying that if somebody does engineering, for instance, and then we do not get any, let's say, institution or a company that would take the person on for national service for engineering, that person could be posted to, let's say, secondary school to teach other, any of the sciences, because engineering is science-based. So the fact that perhaps you did, let's say, petrochemical engineering, and you did not get any where within the petroleum industry, does not mean that you cannot be posted. You could post you to a place to go into physics, chemistry, biology, because you have the science base. So that was the point I was making.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. And if somebody has done, let's say, the accounting, for instance, and the person has done costing as his or a special area, you realize that in that particular program, the person might have done auditing. The person might have done pure financial, issue. So when we look at these things, and you cannot get a place where they are looking for costing, somebody who has done costing, we can push you somewhere, a place where they are looking for somebody with accounting and auditing background.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the point I was trying to make.